Welcome to part three of Help Sasha Build the Dream Gaming Computer.
Thank you.
On part one, we kind of learned where you wanted to go with it, what your budget was, what your dream is of this beautiful computer for your soon-to-be husband, Dave.
That's right. It's happy husband, happy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great computer in the living room to showcase to all your friends. Very cool. So that's what we did on part one.
Right.
Part two, we got started by selecting a processor. We decided, you know what, let's take some advice from the chat room and select our processor first and then build out from that.
Right.
So this week, we've spent some time back and forth in the forum, in the chat room, and really got a lot of help from viewers to figure out, okay, what motherboard are we going to go with? What chassis are we going to go with? What power supply? All these kind of components. And even little things like Garby mentioning, don't forget to get some thermal paste. Well, it's such a simple thing, and you know, well, yeah, we're gonna stick a heat sink on top of that CPU. We need something called thermal paste to make sure that we get a good seal, and that's gonna make sure that it runs as cool as possible.
Right. So, I found out, you know what I found out?
What did you find out?
Well, I was in the studio, was it last week? And the battery for my bike burnt out, but computers use one of those 2032s.
Yeah, she's on her bike and she's like, my lights aren't working. And I said, well, what are they, rechargeables? And no, they're not rechargeable. I got to replace them. They're like watch batteries or something. I said, well, what are they? And so she showed me and it's a CR2032.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled a CR2032 out of two computers that we got just sitting here and got you home safe and sound.
I haven't replaced them yet,
yeah,
so thank
still
you
good.
For the loan.
Yeah, so now I got to reset my RAID controllers. Fantastic.
Sorry, Robbie.
That's the battery that, and your new computer's going to have that battery. The CR2032 maintains power to the circuits even when the power is unplugged or turned off so that all of the configuration settings are remembered.
So does it come already, or am I ordering it separate?
It comes with the battery.
Yep. So good.
Yeah, it comes on the motherboard. Yep. Okay, so first of all, before we get into it, big thanks to all of our viewers who have helped us out with the product selection. We had Garby was instrumental in this. Loved Friend, NICAD, C128D, The Foo, Albuquerque Turkey, Trevor Hanwell, Sparkly Balls, Tech Studier, Big Kitty, and so many more. I know that a lot of you helped out in the chat room.
Can I just say, I've been reading I've been reading everything I can, and I've been not really understanding it all. And I will tell you each individually how incredibly smart you are. I am just, amongst geniuses, because I have no clue what you're talking about, but I'm pretty sure this computer is going to be amazing.
I don't know what they just said, but it sounds good. I'll throw $2,100 at that.
You can get her a toaster with lights and she'd be impressed.
That was my suggestion. That was my suggestion.
I really honestly am blown away by, what I don't know. And also how amazingly knowledgeable you are. Thank you. And thank you.
And it's been a process.
Yeah.
We've been back and forth. We were very, very close to switching to a Ryzen processor Thursday. Because it was suggested and we started doing some research, but the Foo reminded me that Ryzen has some issues in Linux, and a lot of folks are experiencing this where the Ryzen processor will seg fault, and that means basically your computer crashes. And Sasha, you're going with Linux.
Mm-hmm.
We want stability. We want rock solid stability, proven, tried and true. Intel is that. Intel, you know, no matter what you think of the company, they make good processors and they are very good for Linux. So so we started looking at, I was very tempted by Ryzen. I'll tell you why. Best bang for the buck.
Mm-hmm.
More power for the same price. More cores. Like things like that. Real sweet selling points. Like, wow, twice as many cores, higher base frequencies. That's awesome for the same price. What? But then we started looking at stability, and I started reading, the benchmarks look fantastic, but then you start reading about how certain types of RAM will cause the Ryzen to underperform, and there's all these kinds of issues that hopefully AMD will release a firmware patch for, and nobody really knows when. And so it's just so wishy-washy and not quite there yet. So so then we started looking at the 7740X, and the thinking there is we were looking at the 7700K, okay? Yep. So this is the processor. This is the brains.
Okay.
We're looking at that last week, and that's what we ultimately decided on at the end of last week's episode, part two. The 7700K is basically the end of the line for the, I think it's the 1151 socket, the socket that it goes in.
Right.
So you think about, you know, when you plug in the chip, it has to fit into the socket. Well, this is kind of the last one. So there's no upgrade path of the processor from this point. So if you ever wanted to upgrade the processor, you're going to be replacing the motherboard as well, which means more RAM and everything else. So Garby and I started talking about it, chat room started talking about it, we started talking about it in the forum. Let's look at the 7740X, which is the next line, which is going to take us into a new socket, and that socket is future ready because it is basically the new socket. So and now we're looking at the 7740, which is a little bit higher base frequency, a little tiny itty bitty a bit faster in theory than the 7700K, but it's the base of, it's the entry level for this new socket. So you can always upgrade the processor from there. But then we got to looking at the prices and things like that. And yeah, it's almost on par, but there aren't peripherals available for that socket. So here in Canada, one of the things we have to look at is we need to cool this thing. Well, here in Canada, there are actually no CPU coolers yet available for the 7740X, and wow. It doesn't come with one. So we can't even get away with using a stock fan cooler. So I looked at Canada Computers, none. I looked on Amazon, none. I looked on Amazon.com, Garby did as well. We found one CPU cooler. It doesn't ship to Canada. So then we start looking, okay, maybe this is too new. And then I start thinking, well, what if the 7740, because it is it's newer, and what if there are problems? What if there are things we don't know about? And then I start reading about comparisons, and people still saying, go with the 7700K for now because it's tried and true, it's rock solid, it's proven to be an amazing gaming processor, can do 4K video, can do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's known to be good. And so why not go that route? So then I said, well, but you can't upgrade the CPU.
Mm-hmm.
There's no forward path for this CPU. Garby hit on it. He made the point. When is Sasha going to upgrade her CPU? Really? When is it going to happen? And I realized that you're not.
No.
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 I know you're not. Like, if you want a faster car, you're not going to replace the engine. You're going to just sell your car and buy a new car, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want a faster computer or a different computer 5 years from now, you're not going to go through the upgrade process. You're going to get what's current at that time. So that's, simply put, it really starts to be clear that the 7700K is a good choice for this. Yeah. And good bang for the buck. Proven, tried and true. Let's get into it. Join me at the forum, cat5.tv/CPU2017, just like it sounds. So cat5.tv/CPU2017. Did I say 2014?
You said 2017.
2017. Okay, 2017. That's right. Okay, so you'll see that we have now, Sasha, essentially finalized our shopping list. But I have a couple of questions for you just before we really get into it. Now, first of all, we know the processor. That's all we know so far, Jeff.
Step
all
one,
right, processor. Good start.
It's as far as we got. But hey, what do we need next? We need a computer chassis. We need to put that processor on a motherboard. We need RAM for that motherboard. All this kind of stuff. So first thing we need to look at is the motherboard.
Right.
Now, I had started pricing them out, Sasha, and they were like $400, $450 just for the motherboard. And Garby said, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And then he sends me a link to one that's $180 some odd. And
did we pick that one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's MSI. it's a beautiful board. It's, again, tried and true. The reviews are fantastic. No, I'm wrong. It's not MSI. We were looking at MSI. This is actually a Republic of Gamer. Fantastic. Even better. So this is an ROG from Asus.
Sounds awesome.
It really is. I don't know why I still had MSI in my head. Let's take a look. So this is, this is showing us more than I had just said. Maybe we had switched it. Sasha, we have been over so many different boards and things. What do I have the price at? Okay, pardon me. It's $262.99 is what I had priced it at. So that was my mistake when I said 180. I think that was a different board that we
could
were looking at.
Could have been
a
U.S. price, maybe?
Maybe. Yes, that's quite possible. I'll bet you it is. So, Sasha, here's the motherboard. So this is the internal system board for your computer. Okay.
Right.
First thing,
sharp.
That's the socket. Okay? Okay. So that's where the CPU goes in. Those slots at the right-hand side, the four of them that you see, those are for your RAM. We've got solid-state capacitors, nice, good, solid motherboard. We've got the CoPro heatsink actually lights up, apparently. There's your CR2032, the battery there. We've got a couple of PCIe slots, so we've got an X16.
Why is there a start button on the bottom of it?
Well, you can actually, let's see. You've probably got, you see the LED at the top right there that says 88?
Yeah.
So that is basically for diagnostics during the build. If you ever have any problems, it'll show you a code in numbers, and you can power it off, power it on, and things like that. So if the case buttons aren't working, it's really for diagnostics, and it's a power board. Like, it's pretty sweet for the dollars. So that's cool.
That's very cool.
Now, it does not come with any onboard video cards, it looks like. So
good.
We're going to have to make sure that we take care of that.
See, we had this discussion, Jeff, because she's got a 4K 60-inch TV.
Yeah, you don't want to go with onboard.
We're not going with onboard video.
No.
Now, but that said, we are going with onboard audio because this one has a nice built-in sound card, and it's 7.1.
Oh, really?
It has, it has optical output. It's got 7.1 analog outputs. You can see them there. I'm not sure if we have a close-up of the back here. But you can see there the SPDIF out and the 7.1 outputs as well.
Is that USB 3?
We've got USB 3.1 there. Yeah.
Yep.
And onboard as well. So you see the headers there. So we're going to be able to use a case that has top USB ports like you wanted.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, so now we've got an ATX full-size motherboard. Let's get a look at the case. So the one I was really intrigued with, I'm just going to do a quick search for Thermaltake. I use all Thermaltake chassis here. I love them. They make some really good stuff. And the Versa C22, I think it is. Yes.
I love this one.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But you see what I like about it, Sash? It's got built-in LEDs.
Okay.
It's already there. You don't have to buy LED upgrade kits and things like that. And
the
price is insanely cheap. What the heck? Seriously?
Really?
So, yeah. So then I'm looking at, you know, so one of the things that is a concern for me, I have to think of everything for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. She wants to go with Linux. So
I do.
When we buy a case that has built-in LEDs, what's the one thing we can run into a problem with? Just any guesses?
No.
Windows driver software. Windows controller software. So if the case uses an LED controller that requires software to do it, to control it, to change it, Sasha said, I don't want rainbow. Well, I said, well, you can set it to just red. But what if the software was a Windows-only piece of software?
Right.
So turns out this particular case has a controller built in that is button presses on the top. So over here, there are buttons that you can actually press. It's a hardware controller.
Ah.
You don't need any software to change the LEDs. So looking at that, Sash, let's get down here in the images. There are some pictures that I like.
I like a lot.
Okay,
there we go.
Let's see.
So look at all the different color schemes that you can use with the LEDs.
Brilliant.
Do you want to get an option?
Hey?
Black or white?
Yeah, well, there's a black one.
Okay.
There it
let
is.
Me see. Oh. Show me black and red. Show me black and red over there.
Black and... Oh, in red?
Yeah.
There you go.
I realize I can change
How
it.
How do you like that?
That is nice.
So are we thinking... that is a Cylon right there.
That's
watch out.
That's nice.
So do we want to take a look at the black one?
I think so.
All right. So let's go back here.
I mean, if...
Well, what... What?
This works.
What would Dave do? WWDD.
I believe Dave would pick the black one.
Okay.
The white one.
So let's pick the black one. Okay. So scroll up here. And Amazon has got them all coupled together. Now the price has gone up $20 to go black.
Well.
So that's.
I got to do it.
Look at that. So it's got a glass side. So they're going to see the inside. We wanted something. You're going to see the internal components.
Yeah, you need to.
Blow everybody away.
We are showing
right?
them off.
Now,
oh,
that
man.
Glass side does not have any screw holes for an additional fan. for the chassis.
So a fan on the exterior of the case?
Like there's one at the back, but there's none at the side. Is that going to be an issue for the processor? Cooling? Like I know you can get some cases.
It's pretty deep. This is a full-size case.
Oh, okay. So it's not a mid-tower.
So maybe we should look at a fan that is going to be cross-draft, not blowing out.
Right.
Or blowing, pulling in.
Right. Yes.
So something that's blowing the air across, so from the front to the back.
Yes.
And then we're going to blow it out the back with the 120 mil fan that comes with it.
Yeah.
There is a place in the front bezel as well as in the top for another 120 mil fan.
Oh, okay.
Which you can buy separately.
Right.
But so we're going to look at a we're going to look at a CPU cooler that is going to be side mount. I'm going to show you what that's going to look like. All right, Tash?
Cool.
Okay.
All right. So Thermaltake, again, they make good CPU coolers. Let's get a look at that. So here's
one. I've never had a bad one from Thermaltake.
No, I agree. And, I mean, it's a 120 mil fan. You can replace it if you want. But this is a 120 mil Thermaltake silent fan. They are so quiet, so beautiful. So that is side blow, we're going to call it. It's not pulling the air down into the, it's pulling it across the fins. Okay? So that's what it's going to look like on a motherboard. So that should work quite well in that case. Very good. Okay, what else do we need? RAM.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Which is random access memory.
Well done.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
5 years on the show.
Garby said, you know, and I totally agree with this. You've got to look at the Kingston Fury RAM. This is the HyperX Fury. It is built for gaming.
Okay.
Beautiful stuff. It has built-in cooling, so it has its own built-in heatsink because it's going to get warm because we're probably going to overclock this bad boy, you know? So you want something that has built-in heatsinks.
Okay.
So here you go. Now, I know that this is not what Garby had in mind. But I want you to have kind of out the gate something pretty smashing sweet. So this is the Kingston HyperX Fury Black 32 gig set. It's two SIMs. Now, your motherboard can handle up to 64 gigs. So you could buy two of these sets for four modules, and you could have 64 gigs of RAM. These ones run at 2,666 megahertz. Super fast.
Okay.
So these are good. Probably best.
Awesome. Yes, when I was buying my computer last year, I was looking at this RAM and I couldn't get the price.
$407.26, Sasha.
Right.
So we're talking, the RAM itself is valued about the same as our processor, which is, you know, the CPU itself is $429.90. But the RAM is, like your processor, the brains of the computer, the RAM is what makes it perform. Okay, because if you've got bad RAM, you're going to have it crashing out, you're going to have problems, or maybe just not getting the speed that your computer is capable of. So having great RAM from Kingston, it's going to make sure that it's perfectly gameable. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
So, all right, next up, we talked about the storage, what we need as far as two things. Mm-hmm. First of all, operating system. So that's going to be Linux. And then your data drive, that's for storage, that's for your videos, for the game data and things like that.
Okay.
So we want basically two storage mediums. I like to do it that way because then we can use cheaper by the gigabyte storage for data and more expensive but super screaming fast for the operating system and
which is important.
Software, yeah. So then we get the best speed for the dollar.
Right.
Rather than, pardon me, and I excuse the frog in my throat, but then we're getting the best bang for the buck with the most amount of storage space and the most amount of capacity that we can get for the dollar. So, Lyndon, no, pardon me, it wasn't Lyndon, it was... let's see. I've got notes here. Loved friend mentioned and really put me on to, okay, the motherboard supports M.2. M.2, as we mentioned last week, is super, super fast. 1 gajillion terabytes per second. Super fast. No, SATA, SATA hard drives, SSD, are limited to the bus that they're on, SATA. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get, you know, my drives are about 550 megabytes a second, which is fantastic. M2, you can get like almost 2,000 megabytes a second for writes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like four times the speed. So they're very, very fast, but they're more money for the per gigabyte. Mm-hmm. So we're going to stick a small one in there for you, Sasha. So we're going to go with a 240 gig Kingston KC1000, I believe, is probably the one that we're going to opt toward.
Okay.
It is, it's an M2 card, and it's going to give you that storage, but it's only 240 gigs, mm-hmm. so it's strictly for the operating system, okay?
Yeah, that's fine for an OS.
Yeah, I think so. So there you go. $210.59 for 240 gigs. Super, super fast. I wonder if it's got specs here as far as speed goes. Megabytes. Amazon.ca is a little limited compared to...
the .com.
Yeah, .com. But, so it's an M2. It's like a chip instead of a hard drive.
Right.
And it's super, super fast. Okay, so that's going to run all your programs, your games, and Steam, everything else. Okay? Then we need storage. So we're going to look at an SSD. Garby again pointed out that we probably don't need to go with a RAID as long as we go with a good quality SSD, because SSDs these days have gotten so reliable. Now, RAID is nice because you've got redundancy. If a drive ever fails, you can pull it out and put in another one, and okay. you don't lose any data. So, of course, cost is kind of a factor here, so we're getting to our budget now at this point. So we're going to go with one drive. And I'm going to just tell you, you need to keep a backup of things that are important to you. Mm-hmm. That's a given.
Yep.
And that's just the way it is. So
I've been bit.
Mm.
My wife didn't back up her Mac when we lost all of our photos.
Oh. That happened to me too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do keep a backup, okay? So I know that's not part of this budget, but get a backup drive. Get something that you can copy things onto so that there's a redundancy.
Can it wait till our anniversary, perhaps?
Yes.
Yeah, just gets one computer part per year from this point on.
And it's going to take you a while. It's going to take you a while to fill it up. We're going to go now. The M2 is from Kingston's. You know, it's the business grade, super sleek, super fast, super reliable module as far as storage goes. Now we're going to take a different approach for the data drive, because now we can get into SSDs that are built for gaming. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at the HyperX Savage. There's a 960 gig drive that's available for just under $500. Okay?
Those drives.
That's a terabyte Kingston HyperX Savage drive for $500. So the speed of these for SSDs is savage.
Well, we did that one episode where we were clocking them.
Were we using a Savage drive for the laptop?
Nice. Yes, we were.
Mm-hmm.
It was like unbelievably fast.
The performance gain, like if you're running a spinning drive, throw one of these in your computer and you will be blown away.
It was unreal. That was last season, I think.
It's possible. Do a search on our website, Kingston.
Yeah.
Category5.tv. Oh,
so good.
So this drive is screaming fast. It's got a lot of storage for you, Sasha. And bang for the buck, it's going to have like a terabyte of storage space for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an SSD. So you get the speed of an SSD, and a good one, and you get the reliability of an SSD, and you've got enough space to store your stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Moving along. We're almost there. You excited?
Yes.
Are you getting scared of the price?
Yes.
I know. I know.
But, I mean, truth be told, I sold my car, as we all know, right?
And oh, good. She sold her car for this, folks. No pressure.
Sold my car. So from the sale of my car, I paid off an outstanding line of credit, right?
Yes.
And but then I also had a little chunk of savings that I knew, like, I was going to use in a positive manner. I just wasn't sure exactly at the point what I was going to do with it.
Okay.
So I have it. I have the savings for something like this. And who better to give it to than Dave? And what better use than building him a computer?
Perfect.
Here,
and I think you're going to get a lot out of this as well.
I'm totally. This is for me for the win, too.
So as we continue on through our list, now our price is getting a little high here because it is a really sweet gaming system. Just remind you that Sasha's budget is $2,100. So what we want to do is, you know, go to our forum, cat5.tv/CPU2017. You'll see a link there. You can go to donate.category5.tv. There's actually a drop down where you can increase Sasha's budget by contributing to her wedding as well. So
thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to do this. So don't get scared, Sasha. When you see the price, it's going to happen, okay? So I know your budget. We're not going to go over your budget, but we are going to smash past your budget, okay? So looking at the graphics processor, speaking of going overboard, it's one of those tough things where, you know, you can spend this and it's high to get, because you need VR, you need 4K is the big thing right now, you might as well be ready for VR as well.
Future.
So realistically, you know, starting price is pretty high as it is. So then do you go with just the base like 1060, or do you up it to a 1070 and better cooling and better card, pay more, but it's, you know, so it's finding that happy medium. So that's why mm-hmm. we are going to go with a GTX 1070 8GB with dual fan, and it's an ASUS card as well. But this one is smashing our budget, Sasha.
Oh,
whoa.
Look at that.
Look at the price point.
Four and a half out of five stars. It's the GTX 1070 from ASUS. And it's got the dual cooling system. It's a beautiful card. It's ready for VR. It's ready for anything that you can throw at it based on today's stuff, Sasha. And this one is, the base clock is 1797 megahertz, as opposed to, you know, stepping down one card, which is still $579, is only 1506 megahertz. So you're going to get a lot more speed performance out of this one. So there you go. So that's the video card. So what do we need to look at here? What have I observed with this card, of course, is the interfaces. So you need HDMI output for your TV, and there's two of them.
Oh, nice.
Perfect. Okay, so having two means it's VR ready. You can have a VR headset and you can have your TV hooked up at the same time.
Very cool.
Okay?
Wait, so if that happens, this might be just a dumb question. I don't know.
But. No dumb questions.
Okay, so if you can have the VR headset on.
Yes. We're not buying a VR headset as part of the build. But
no,
that's
I know.
Future ready. Be ready for it.
So if Dave is playing like virtual reality game, the TV, like I would be able to see what he sees on the TV. Okay, I just want to make sure I could watch him play.
It's also got DisplayPort. It's also got DVI. Okay. So you're set. Yeah, or just, you know what, Sasha, just get a second headset.
That works too.
There you go. That sounds good.
We can hang out together in an alternate reality.
Mm-hmm. Power supply. Now I like ThermalTake power supplies. I use Tough Powers and, you know, good quality ThermalTake PSUs. C128D is like, no, don't go with ThermalTake power supplies. They suck. That's what he was telling me. And I'm like, no, they don't. The problem is, there is this thing that happens in computing where brands try to get all of the markets saturated. Mm-hmm. So they bring out the consumer line, which are basically garbage. They bring out the higher-end business line and the gaming line. And those are the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But the consumer stuff, and I mean, when I say consumer, I don't mean all consumer things are garbage. I mean, companies will bring out a $200 laptop and a $700 laptop and a $1,600 laptop. Well, guess which one is the best? And guess why Apple is perceived as being better quality? It's because they don't do the consumer grade stuff. So it's not that PC versus Mac dollar for dollar is any different. It's that PC tends to have a lot of junk, lower end stuff.
Yep.
So ThermalTake is no exception. You know, Acer does it, HP does it. They've got all these different lines, and ThermalTake has the entry level cheap stuff, and they've got the really good stuff. But that said, I do want a good power supply for this system. It's got to be reliable. And what says reliability other than a 10-year warranty? What says good quality other than 80 plus gold certification? And so that is why I'm actually leaning toward a Corsair PSU. So
that's what I've got.
Corsair's RMX series, they've got the RMX 850X. It's an 850-watt power supply, fully modular. Everything that I mentioned there, 10-year warranty tells me that they believe in it. It's only $174.44. So when I say only, it's actually cheaper than what I would call maybe an equivalent ThermalTake.
I have that power supply.
This is what we want.
It is a great
Has it ever failed you, Jeff?
No.
Has it ever let you down?
No.
There you have it.
It is a great power supply.
And with a 10-year warranty, I mean, that just tells me that they believe in the product.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Some people say, I don't care about warranty. I don't need warranty. That's probably me. But when I see a 1-year warranty, I think they probably are going to fail after a year.
Right.
When I see a 10-year warranty, I think I'm going to be replacing my computer before this thing is dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. Okay, so after the power supply, you know, we're getting into the real nitty-gritty here. We've chosen our case. I guess the only thing left, Sasha.
Yes.
Keyboard and mouse. I can get you one for $40. Okay.
What does it look like?
It looks like this.
Woo.
All right. So we wanted something wireless so that it can go.
See, I'm super happy I picked black.
Well, I changed it to black. I had a white one selected, and then I got the black version instead.
Nice.
And I even chose red keys for you. They have it in all different colors, but I chose red. I thought Dave might like that.
Dave will like that.
Does the keyboard light up?
The keyboard does not light up as far as I know.
Okay.
However,
but it is wireless.
With a $40 price tag and being wireless and all that stuff. And also the motherboard comes with a mouse pad, incidentally.
Really?
So you've got all the stuff for a killer gaming system.
Very nice.
Don't forget you're going to need to add some batteries for the keyboard and mouse. So keep that in mind. Just grab some, you know, Eco Alkalines from Home Hardware or wherever you can find them, and then you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go. Look good?
No, it looks really good.
Bluetooth wireless or?
No. This would be a USB receiver, okay. So 2.4 gigahertz, but
right. It
has its own receiver. So, all in all, now we've got a $6 thing of Arctic Thermal Compound, price before tax, in Canadian dollars. Ready? Drum roll.
Okay.
$2,702.17.
Pre-tax?
Pre-tax.
Okay.
But that our budget is pre-tax?
Our budget is pre-tax.
Okay.
Nice face, Sasha.
Did all this work. Whew, yeah, tax here, 13%, and talking about going up to 14. No, thank you. Okay, so 2702. We need to knock $600 off of that just to meet Sasha's budget. So let's see what we can do for. Head on over to donate.category5.tv, and you'll be able to pitch in that way. I'm going to do the same, and we're going to see next week what we were able to accomplish here. So thank you, everybody. Are you happy with that?
I am so happy
with
that.
Looks super sweet?
Yes.
Sasha is going to build this thing with her own two hands. I'm just going to stand there like a boss, just being like, what are you doing? Hey, no, that didn't go there.
Uh-oh.
You nervous?
How sticky is the thermal paste?
It's very sticky, but you don't eat it and you don't touch it.
I don't eat it and I don't touch it.
You'll learn this.
Well, you need it, but don't touch it.
Don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Okay.
Don't eat it.
What do you do with your computers?
I never eat paste. Well, toothpaste, I guess. I don't eat toothpaste. Okay. Yeah. Not thermal paste.
You're going to learn how all this is done, Sasha.
I'm going
to show you. But you basically squirt it right in the center of the processor just as a little pea-sized blob.
Yep.
And then when you put the fan down on top of it, the heat sink, it will squish it and disperse it.
Beauty.
Yeah.
That's I'm really actually very excited about this. Super scared.
Dave is so excited, he doesn't even know how excited he is.
Yeah. All he knows is that the next time he's allowed on the show, it will be a great show for him. Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's
going to be fun. That's going to be fun. So this is a wedding gift for Sasha's husband-to-be, and also, incidentally, his birthday, and a way that we can give back to Sasha as well for all of her contributions here being part of the show. So... All right. That's that.
That's
how are we doing?
So I have a question.
Yes.
If we end up, you know, if through the kindness of, you know, the viewers, we end up going over the price point, are we going to, like, step it up even more?
Well, this is the dream machine.
Okay.
We've got the great video card. We've got the great RAM and 32 gigs of it, not 16.
Right.
So if we don't meet it, then we may have to cut down to something a little lesser.
But if we go over, maybe
if we
get
go
those
over,
VR
then
headsets.
Sasha has money left over. No, I think Sasha would have money left over at that point.
No, well,
would be fair.
I would just donate it to the show.
Oh well, then go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I think
it'd be weird
we'll
for
see.
Me. To,
we'll
okay,
see.
We'll see.
We'll
talk
see
about
how
this.
You do. We'll discuss it with you once we far exceed the $10,000 goal.